Massachusetts General Law, Chapter 265, Section 25, defines extortion as any act whereby an individual seeks to gain some benefit for themselves, be it financial or otherwise, through means of coercion. It is considered a felony in all 50 states, and it is punishable by up to 15 years in prison and not more than a $5,000 fine. So learned a fellow by the name of Julius Nasso back in 2003. Nasso was a business partner and a producer for that international man of mystery and the best of the worst actors out there, Steven Seagal. And when he heard rumor that Steven Seagal had soured on their relationship and was no longer interested in making movies with him, he got in touch with his friends in the Gambino crime family. This is true. This is a true story. And a couple days later, some mafiosos show up at Steven Seagal's door. They come a knocking, and they tell Seagal that if he doesn't continue making movies with Nasso, that his life would be in danger. And what's more, for every movie that he made, they expected a $150,000 kickback for not hurting him. So eventually all of this came to light, but only after $700,000 was extorted from Steven Seagal. But it came to light, and Nasso was put into prison for about 2 years. So long story short, extortion is a bad thing done by bad people. Bad people like mafiosos who try to shake down famous actors like Steven Seagal. Bad people like internet hackers who get into celebrities' computers and find compromising photos that they threaten to release for millions of dollars. Bad people. Bad people like you and bad people like me. And that's right, I'm standing up here this morning accusing us all on the first day of Advent. I'm accusing us all of committing extortion. And you're sitting in your pew saying, little old me, extortion? I'd never do such a thing. But let me ask you this. Have you ever had your back to a wall or been, you know, in a tough spot or in a bad place in your life? And even though you haven't even thought of praying outside of the walls of church in a week or a month or, you know, several years, all of a sudden, your knees hit the floor and you're God's best friend, right? You start praying, God, if you just do X, Y, or Z for me, I'm going to go to church every Sunday. I'll pray every hour on the hour. I'll put an extra 20 in the collection plate. I think most of us have done that one time or another. But when we do it, we kind of frame it as a good thing. God, if you do something good for us, we'll do something good for you. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Quid pro quo. That's a nice way of looking at it. I think we're being really honest with ourselves. We could admit that that's just kind of putting lipstick on a pig, isn't it? Because the heart of what we're really doing there, what we're really saying when we do that is that saying, God, if you don't give me those things, if you don't give me what I want, if you don't give me what I think I need, I'm not going to pray to you like I think I should be doing already. I'm not going to worship you like you deserve. I'm not going to live in a way that gives glory to your image in which I am made. That's what we're really saying. We're essentially kidnapping ourselves from God and saying, God, pay us this ransom, and we'll give ourselves back to you. It's extortion, is what it is at the end of the day. But how different is that kind of faith from the faith that we see with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three awesomely named individuals in today's reading? How different? So Nebuchadnezzar, he has erected this large gold statue. And we're not really told what it is. It could be an image of him. It might be an image of one of the local deities. But they're in Babylon, so it could be a Babylonian deity. And he makes this decree saying that everybody, when they hear music play, they have to bow down to this statue. And he gets wind that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego aren't going to do this, so he confronts them. and says, listen, you bow down to this statue, or I'm going to throw you into a fiery furnace. So confronted with that kind of penalty, that extreme circumstance where no one would want to end up being burnt alive, can you imagine? What did they do? Did they turn to God and say, save us, or else? No, what they say is this. They say, Nebuchadnezzar, what you need to know is that our God can save us. Our God has the power to save us. But whether God chooses to save us or not, doesn't matter. Either way, whatever happens, whatever the circumstance may be, we are not going to bow down to your statue. How different is that kind of faith where you follow where God leads instead of just demanding what you want from God? They're in the worst of worst situations. They're trying to figure out how God might be working in that circumstance. And they don't turn to extortion. Now, interestingly, in the New Testament, when we get up there, when Jesus interprets his own death, there's only one word that he uses to interpret it for us in the New Testament, and that is with the word ransom. So there's this idea in the New Testament that Jesus was sent into the world as a form of ransom. He was saving us. God paid a ransom to free us from something. To free us from our tendency towards violence. To free us from our love of injustice. To free us from greed and selfishness, God gave us Jesus as ransom that we might be free. So this idea that we would, following that act of grace, that we might return that act of grace by ransoming ourselves, by kidnapping ourselves again, that's just bananas. That's bananas. I think that's what today's scripture reading is kind of gesturing at. The kind of faith exemplified by Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is a faith that has full trust in God and will let themselves be guided where God wants. And so I guess just as we enter into this Advent season, I want to leave you with the question as you're making up your Christmas list and thinking about all the things that you want and you need. Is that the type of faith you have where you just write up lists and send them off to Santa or to God and demand things? Or do you have more of the faith that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had? The kind that will be guided and will seek God wherever you may end up. And as we get closer and closer to Christmas, I pray that it will be less and less the former and more the latter.